Rio de Janeiro is world famous for its beaches. It is also the center of Brazil's oil and gas sector. And a lot of that industry operates around the bay, where the Summer Olympic Sailing Competition will take place. NPR's Lulu Garcia-Navarro has this story about a group trying to protect the bay from pollution and save the waters they rely on to survive.
There are two Guanabara bays, fisherman Alexandre Anderson tells me as we head out onto the water.
We hope the Olympics will show the world another bay. There's the bay for the rich, for visitors to see, but there's also the bay of the fishermen who are suffering. That is the bay of excrement, garbage, and oil. It is the Guanabara Bay of violence.
That violence has cost fishermen, in some cases, their lives. Attackers tied a member of Anderson's Fishermen's Association to his boat and riddled him with bullets in 2009. Anderson himself is a hunted man. He's under federal protection and lives in a secret location. Brazil is one of the worst countries in the world to be an environmental defender. More have been killed here than almost anywhere on Earth.
They shot at me in front of the Fishermen's Association. Shrapnel hit my waist, but I knew I should continue the fight.
Anderson heads the largest Fishermen's Association on the bay, and what he is fighting against is what is costing the fishermen their livelihood. Pollution, he says. Fish in the bay are dying off or are too full of chemicals and toxins to consume. There are many reasons. Raw sewage and garbage are dumped into the bay by communities that don't have access to sanitation infrastructure. But there's another culprit, according to Anderson. We pull up to a large shipyard on the banks of the bay. Anderson points to eco-barriers that are meant to stop chemicals getting further out into the water, that many of them are broken, and the water is a murky black.
He's dipped his hand in the water, and you can see the ink on them.
At the biggest refinery in the region, there's also broken barriers and oil pooling around the base of mangroves. Anderson says it's all illegal. He tells me the fishermen had hoped that the bay would be cleaned up for the Olympics, but all they have now is broken promises.
We fishermen understand the Guanabara Bay has life yet. The Guanabara Bay is a nursery for many species. If only they would stop polluting and the government would start acting.
So instead of clean water, what they have is an industry which has boomed in the area. Oil and gas accounted for 13% of Brazil's GDP in 2014, and almost three-quarters of the world's recent deepwater oil discoveries have been made in Brazil. The bay has become Brazil's hub for those explorations. Petrobras, the state oil company at the center of a massive corruption scandal in Brazil, has also been responsible for oil spills on this bay in 2000 and 2015. Anderson says the fishermen are under threat because they have challenged and stopped several oil and gas projects on the bay. We took that assertion to the federal prosecutor who dealt with Anderson's case.
A empresa está envolvida em conflito ambiental.
Lauro Coelho Jr. said there are ongoing investigations into multiple deaths and disappearances of fishermen since 2000.
The oil industry is involved in an environmental and economic conflict in which there is a clash between development and the environment. And in the midst of this conflict, deaths occurred.
But he said that's circumstantial and there's no evidence directly linking the two. Petrobras issued this statement in response to our story, which reads in part, Petrobras is unaware of these incidents and rejects any act of violence against the fishermen. All of our projects rigorously follow the various governmental and environmental controls and are licensed. Petrobras also said it supported both environmental and social projects in the area. But the violence is not the only threat to these communities. Recent studies have shown the water in the bay carries harmful viruses and bacteria. Residents we met talk of illnesses and even deaths linked to the water quality. Scientists we spoke with confirm the pollution has affected the health of the communities who interact with the bay every day. We are the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren of traditional fishermen. Our forefathers for hundreds of years have fished here. He says we will continue to fight long after the Olympics have come and gone. Lulu Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
And Lulu will have more about the people affected by the waters of Guanabara Bay tonight on the PBS NewsHour.